Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
The last couple of weeks, we've been focusing on the training of nurses in South Africa. The nursing profession is the backbone, without a doubt, of the health sector, public or private, in this country. And some issues around who is allowed to train, who is allowed to hand out, I suppose, those qualifications. Joining me now is Rich Siklina, the president of the Young Nurses Indaba Trade Union. Rich, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, my leader, and good morning to your team there in studio and also the listeners of this powerful radio station, Amandla.
There are both legal and regulatory obstacles, I suppose, to training of qualified nurses. And key to that is the fact that the Nursing Act, as well as the Higher Education Act, give two different bodies the authority to accredit and regulate nursing education in this country.
In a simple context, Africa, like, remember, historically, nursing was never regulated by Council of Higher Education before. That transition only happened in 2019. And after the conference that was took place in Cape Town. Then in 2019, when we were moving to higher education, to say nursing, let it be a profession and be regulated like any other profession, your medicine, your physiotherapist, and any other profession, because before it was under Department of Health and regulated by South African Nursing Council. When we moved to higher education, there was no amendment of Higher Education Act number one, the biggest mistake that actually happened. There was no amendment of Higher Education Act. There was no amendment of Nursing Act as well to give authority to Council on Higher Education. So when we are sitting at the moment, we are sitting with a profession that has moved to higher education, but regulated by Council of Higher Education and also South African Nursing Council. And these are the bulls that are actually now fighting each other. And it's the profession and nurses on the ground that are suffering. South African Nursing Council is saying, Council of Higher Education, there's nothing in the act that actually gives you powers and authority to regulate the profession. It's only Nursing Act that gives powers to South African Nursing Council. So that's where the problem is. When now you go to South African Nursing Council, they are saying all this mess that is happening at the moment, the change of curriculum and everything else, it is because of Council of Higher Education. When you go to Council of Higher Education, they are pointing their finger to South African Nursing Council. We have realized that the biggest mistake that actually happened is that the transition happened. We are happy for it, but there was supposed to be an amendment to Higher Education Act and Nursing Act as well.
Well, and why has this matter not been addressed? You will know very well, Rich, that it was, 2 weeks ago when the Association of Private Hospital Companies was noting that they have not been able to train nurses to the numbers that they had promised at the presidential summit a couple of years ago, simply because they are not being given permission to actually train those nurses and to qualify them.
That is actually what we are trying to do. What we are going to do now is to engage South African Nursing Council, to engage Council of Higher Education, and also involve Minister of Health and Minister of Higher Education. Because all of us, that is the actual question that we are asking. Why then are you not addressing this particular issue? But according to our assessment and the response, remember on the 12th of May, we marched to South African Nursing Council to say nurses in this country have nothing to celebrate. We wanted them to open those private colleges and public colleges, and we wanted them to increase the number of student intake. Remember, Africa, at the moment, in Gauteng in particular, the entire Gauteng, the whole province, takes only about 220 students to enroll for this new curriculum. Previously, it used to be around 1,000 plus, 1,200 the entire year. But at the moment, we are talking about 250. They are complaining about facilities. South African Nursing Council is saying facilities are not meeting requirements. They don't have a proper infrastructure. They don't have proper resources in terms of teachers or lecturers, because at the moment, a lecturer who needs to teach this new curriculum needs to be a master's holder. And the majority of those lecturers before who were teaching us, they had a degree in education, but not they didn't have a master's in nursing education. So that is where the problem is. But the biggest problem is that South African Nursing Council doesn't want to let go of regulating nursing education and training. They don't want to give that power to Council of Higher Education. Since we have moved to higher education, they are actually saying the Act must be amended, which is Higher Education Act and Nursing Act. Why that process has not been done until now? That's why we need to involve Minister of Health and Minister of Higher Education, because it's detrimental. They are killing not only the morale of nurses on the ground, but the entire healthcare sector. Generally, in South Africa, we have gross shortage of nurses.
So what is the solution going forward? Do we need to have the Minister of Higher Education, the Minister of Health, whoever else needs to get into the room? Inside that same room must be the Council of Higher Education, the South African Nursing Council, obviously bodies such as yourself that represents the profession. Who needs to come up with a solution here, Rich?
Once we find a boardroom, well, obviously, we'll have Council of Higher Education, we'll have South African Nursing Council, then we have Minister of Health and Minister of Higher Education, then us on the ground who are passionate and who will be actually be the mouthpiece of nurses on the ground. We need to be there, because when you look at it, it simply means even in 2017, in that particular biggest conference that took this decision to take nursing to higher education, there was no one who was representing nurses in that particular conference. Even South African Nursing Council was invited in that particular conference. They didn't go there to be stakeholders and actually take decisions going forward in as far as the profession is concerned. We need to do that. We need to have these people around that table, and we must never leave that table without a solution. If it happens that we don't find a solution, then the only solution will be to take them to court, to litigate. That's the only thing a union, particularly like young nurses in the trade union, can do, is to say, if after engagement we don't find each other, let's then litigate. They must go to court and explain why why are they killing healthcare system in particular, not only nursing as a profession.
Rich, thank you very much. We'll hold it there. Rich Sitlina, the president of the Young Nurses Indaba Trade Union.